Father, bless this service this morning. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. Father, let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Breathe upon this service. Visit someone. Change someone's story. Change someone's testimony. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as he takes your seat.
Glory falls. Your word is your word. You are what is your word.
Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of March. It is our month of above only through the force of faith. Hallelujah. You are going up and no devil shall pull you down. In Jesus' precious name. Today, in the Blessing Sunday, we shall be looking at the subject of living in the blessing. Living in the blessing. Our objective is to understand what it means and what it takes to live in the blessing. So first of all, what does it mean to live in the blessing? And second of all, what does it take to live in the blessing? Living in the blessing. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9, he said, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. You see them anywhere, you know that there is something about this man, there is something about this woman. Beloved, throughout scripture, it is made clear that living in the blessing is the perfect plan of God for his people. Living in the blessing. Not stepping in and out of the blessing. Not stepping into the blessing and stepping out. It is living in the blessing. From Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord blessed them. In Genesis chapter 28, Deuteronomy 28, and in verse 1, you can read that all the way to verse 14. But it said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So, we are designed and destined by God to live in the blessing. The question is, what does it mean to live in the blessing? I'm going to look at about 6 things in this service and maybe another 6 in the next service. What does it mean to live in the blessing? Number one, it means to live in the realm of productivity and fruitfulness. Where your life is productive, your life is fruitful. where there is no department of your life that is fruitless. There is no department of your life that is barren. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28, we saw that already, where he said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Fruitfulness is the number one commandment of the blessing. It's the number one requirement of the blessing. In Psalm 92 from verse 12, he said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Every department of the palm tree is fruitful. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You know the palm tree? The palm tree, every department of the palm tree. The palm fronds used for sweeping, for broom, the palm branches for building, the palm nuts for palm oil, the palm kernels for palm kernels. There is nothing about the palm that is a waste. He said, every department of your life that is productivity and fruitfulness. And today is a blessing Sunday. Every area in anyone's life that is experiencing dryness, on this blessing Sunday, it expires forever. Can you say amen like a believer? Every area in anyone's life that is experiencing barrenness and emptiness, today I declare it expires forever. Number two, to live in the blessing is to live in the realm of exemption from generational frustration. When you say a person is living in the blessing, you are saying that that person has been exempted from generational frustration. There is frustration in the land, but is not aware. That happened to Isaac in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 1. And there was famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell you of, and so on and so forth. In verse 12, Isaac sowed in that same land, the same land that there was a famine, and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Exemption from generational frustration. The situation where your case is different and people cannot understand it. The situation where men say they are cast down and you are saying there is a lifting up, because there is something upon your life. I am not just prophesying today. I am here to declare forcefully, because we live in days where we need the force and declaration of God to uproot us from what is happening around us. I announce to somebody in this blessing Sunday service, after today, your case shall be different. What is swallowing people in the community, and swallowing people in our nation today, and swallowing people in your family, shall never touch you, shall never scratch you. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbors and tell them, my case is different. Say, my case is different. Look at somebody and say, I don't care what the devil wants to do, but my case is different in the land. It is to live in the realm of exemption from generational frustration. Number three, to live in the blessing is to live in the realm of favor and acceptance. There is something about you that carries the perfume of favor. Genesis chapter 29, chapter 39, and in verse 2 and in verse 21, the Bible speaking concerning Joseph, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he made him a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, in Exodus. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Mercy and favor in the land that was a foreign land, in the strange land, he had favor, he had acceptance. That was the case of Esther. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15, she had favor, she had acceptance in a strange land and in a foreign land. Somebody say aloud, amen. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 7 verse 10, we saw how the account of Joseph was given, and God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say loud, amen. Somebody shout the loud, but say amen. I announce to someone here today, in this season where it looks like everything is dry and scarce, I announce you shall step into unusual favor. You shall walk in unusual acceptance until people are wondering, what is the secret of this man? You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. And so it is to live in the realm of productivity and fruitfulness. It is to live in the realm of exemption from generational frustration. That is what you are here for. It is to live in the realm of favor and acceptance. Are you ready for number? Are we in number four? Number four, to live in the blessing is to be in command and control in all situations. To be in command and control in all situations, and practically of all situations. You are in command and control. So the blessing is a force. You see, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Be in command and be in control by the blessing. That is, you are not permitted to be at the mercy of any situation by the blessing. You are not permitted to be at the mercy of any situation. You are not permitted to be at the mercy of any devil by the blessing. I quoted already Genesis 1:28. And now look at what happened to Jacob in Genesis 31 and in verse 7. He said, and your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. Jacob is talking in the house of Laban. But God allowed him not to hurt me. Go ahead. If he does say, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. If he say, the spotted cattle are the ones that I will use to pay you, then all the cattle started delivering the spotted ones. If you say the striped ones shall be your hire, then all of them were bearing that color. Whichever way Laban turned, Jacob was in charge. Something was working on him. It was working on Joseph that the environmental circumstances did not determine his manifestation. He was in command. He was in control. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When you are a blessed man, a blessed woman, you are an all-weather person. Whatever weather the devil wants, you are in charge. Allah, 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 Allah. Whether it is winter, it is summer, it is fall, it is autumn, whichever weather, whichever angle they want, any area they want to interview you are ready. Who is the one that God is speaking to here today? Look, lift your right and say, I am too blessed to lose control. Say, I am too blessed to lose control. Say, I am too blessed to be at the mercy of any devil, of any situation. Say, by the blessing of the Lord, I take charge. Mahashata kalagaya. By the blessing of the Lord, I take charge. By the blessing of the Lord, I take charge. By the blessing of the Lord, I take charge. By the blessing of the Lord, I take charge. Will you stand up on your feet and prophesy to 7 people? Tell them, take charge by the blessing. Take charge. Take charge, take charge, take charge, take charge by the blessing. Hey, 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 take charge. the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Now tell somebody and say, I take charge by the blessing. I take charge. I take charge. Remain standing. Oh, wow, they are taking charge in Onyangada and Benue State as well. They are taking charge everywhere. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Can you tell somebody, say, the devil can't stop you. The devil can't stand you. And the devil can't do anything about you. Say after me, say, the devil can't stop me. The devil can't stand me. The devil can't do anything about me. The devil is helpless about me. Give the Lord a shout. This week that you are stepping into, it will be confirmed. Head or tail, you win. Head or tail, we win. Whichever angle they face, we are in charge. God has proved to us over the years that it does not matter what government is in power. Our lives and deaths, we are unaffected. Assignment, everything, zero, zero, zero effect. Jesus Christ said, women, don't weep for me. Weep for yourself. Weep for your children. For me, I'm covered. Look at your neighbor, say, I am covered. No challenge. Nothing spoiled. Say, I day. All weather. We day. So when we preach, when we pray, when we scream, it is for the sake of the populace, the land, people of the land. Hallelujah. One more time, say, I take charge by the blessing. I take charge. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. To be in command and control in all situations. And then, number five, right? Number five, it is to live as a positive change agent, a difference maker on earth. When we say you live in the blessing, it means you are living as a positive change agent. You are a change factor, a difference maker. Something happens when you show up. Everywhere you show up, something must shelter. Hey! La, 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 la. There are people whose presence cannot be ignored. There are people whose presence in an organization, in an institution, cannot be ignored. When they arrive, change begins to happen rapidly. Somebody seated here, you are like that. In your family, you are like that. In your community, you are like that. In your place of work, you are like that. If you believe you are like that, shout glory! That was what happened. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 27, look at what Laban confessed. And Laban said unto him, I beg you, if I have found favor in your sight, remain. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. I want to resign. I beg, don't resign. There are people whose resignation is an organizational challenge. and they are unsackable. What I say? That is, you can't sack them. They can't lose their job. It is job that loses them. They are too relevant to be released. Too critical to be crucified. Somebody say loud amen. That is what your life is meant to be. You are not somebody that is around to be tolerated. You are not somebody that is around and your presence means nothing. I decree today, this blessing of which I speak, in your office, in your family, in your community, the difference shall be clear. The fact that you are a change agent shall be made very clear very shortly. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Believe as a positive change agent, a difference maker. And while they are doing all of this, God adds something more to them. And that's number six. They live in health, strength, vitality, longevity. That's how they live. They live in health. They live in strength. They live in vitality. They live in takratarity. Takrata like iroko tree. Please check that word in the dictionary. In case you don't understand what it means. And longevity. They are not wastable. Listen, no witch can kill you. No wizard is permitted to waste your life. No killer is permitted to cut you off before your time. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Who born dog to finish lion? Who born dog to finish lion? The Bible says without our dogs. That includes witches and wizards. And you are the brother, the sister, the child of the lion of the tribe of Judah. The other day I saw a lion, male lion. I showed the picture to Dr. Mr. Nietzsche. Carry the hyena. With his mouth. Held his neck in his mouth. Lifted it up and was walking with it. It was crying in pain. The oga held it by the neck and was walking, waiting for his suffocation. His fellow brother hyena was tagging along, helpless. He couldn't help his fellow dingo. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? It will never be said that a witch killed you, that a wizard killed you, that a strong occultic man killed you. It will never be said that a wicked man eliminated you from the earth. Somebody shall never. God won't bless you for a devil to waste you. Abraham wasn't wastable. Isaac wasn't wastable. Jacob wasn't wastable. And you are not wastable. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Look at the book of Psalm 41 and in verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. That is part of the work of the covenant. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. And because he's blessed upon the earth, you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will, I'm going, verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. That will make all his bed in sickness. Somebody say aloud, amen. What does it mean to break your bed? He said, rise up, get up from the bed. I want to make the bed. That is God himself. Say, I will make the bed. If God makes your bed, which sickness can lie you on that bed? Lord will make his bed in all his sickness. Are you seeing what it means to live in the blessing? If I were you, I would make up my mind that nothing will make me live outside the blessing. Lift your hand and say, nothing will make me live outside the blessing. Say, I am determined to live in the blessing. And no devil can keep me outside the blessing. Let me give you a few points of what it takes. You know, we said, what does it mean to live in the blessing? We just looked at that. And now, what does it take to live in the blessing? What does it take to live in the blessing? Number one is delight in the law of the Lord. Delight in the law of the Lord. Love the word. Love the word. Love the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 and in verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Love the law. Love the word. Eat the book. Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 3. He said, blessed, blessed, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Blessed is that one who delights in the law of the Lord. Love the word. Luke 11:27. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare you. The mother that gave birth to you, master, may Jehovah bless that woman. May that womb be blessed. Blessed is the breast that gave you breast milk to suck. That woman was appreciating the fact that it was for her sake that Jesus was born. And then Jesus said, no. Thank you for saying that. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God. The higher blessing is in hearing it. The higher blessing is in keeping it. Brother, like we used to say in these photos, brother, don't play with that book. The book of God. Read it in the morning. Read it in the noon. Read it in the night. Don't play with the book. Think in the book. Act on the book. It is the package of the blessing. I don't understand how somebody is eating food on a continuous basis without eating word. This has been my practice for years. Food is not comfortable in this mouth until word has entered the spirit. It's an unwritten, the food can't cross the mouth. Somebody say aloud, amen. My children imbibed that habit. They imbibe it. Oh, eat. You know, I haven't studied the word yet. Even by 6 to break the fast in the evening, I've not eaten the word yet. One said he was giving the other sibling, I'm eating, take your own. He said, oh no, They're inside the car. Take food. Say, oh no, I haven't read the word yet. Let's when we reach home, after I've read out, I'll have it. You know what I said? I felt touched. That one was eating after it reading. You understand what I'm saying? Job said, I have esteemed the word of my mouth, thy mouth. Was that Job chapter 23 and verse 12? More than my necessary food. I decided not to eat food until I have eaten word. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Somebody say amen. Delight in the law of the Lord. Love his word. Number two. Delight in the word of the Lord. Number two, walk in the covenant. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. When you walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies, you don't escape the blessing. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, he said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, he said, bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I'll rebuke the devourer for your sins. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed. That is, your life is under an open heaven. All nations shall call you blessed. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Acts 20, 35. I have showed you all things, how that soul laboring, you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That is, there is blessing in giving. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is the time. If there is any time to walk in the covenant, it is a time of scarcity. It is a time when people, men say they are cast down. And I want to say something to us. I've said that before. What is in your hand, God does not need. But you need what is in his hand. God does not need what is in man's hand, but man needs what is in God's hand. It's true. That is why when you don't give tithes or offering, the only person who feel it is you. It sounds very harsh, but that is the reality. There is no genuine church or pastor who is looking up to anybody's offering. If he is looking up to it, he's fake. Somebody came to my office a few days ago. He came and brought an offering in foreign currency. Big. You know that even if it's $10,000, that is already 15 million, isn't it? That's 16. See, I brought this offering for you. See, how is the state of your soul, your relationship with God? It wasn't clear. So I say, I'm not receiving it. That is in this weather. Let's settle the matter of your soul first. You understand what I'm saying? You understand understand what I'm saying? It's a very serious matter. Very serious matter. There is no genuine person who really knows God, who is after the money of anybody. If he is, he's fake. He said, okay, sir. And carried his team back.
I there are some people wishing now. I wish I was there.
I wish I was the one. In fact, I wish he was referred to me. I will receive it first and pray for him later.
That's what I'm saying.
It is only the person who gave or refused to give that feels it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want us to just wising up and bring your life and your finances, your destiny under the cover of the covenant. You don't feel, that is why we are not talking the way we are talking about. You don't feel nothing. You don't feel anything. I announce to somebody here today, the grace for giving, the grace for release is released upon you right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. That is, walk in the covenant. Number three, follow divine direction. Following divine direction. Follow divine direction. The path of direction is the path of the blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 5, God gave Abraham direction. Get out of your father's house to the land that I will show you. Abraham obeyed. And in Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 2, Abraham had already exploded. He was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Follow divine direction. In Genesis 26 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 3, and there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord said unto him, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. And Isaac dwelt. And then from verse 12 all the way to verse 14, he sowed in the land and he exploded in the blessing. In the book of Psalm 23, where the choir sang for us this morning, from verse 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Somebody say a loud amen. What is it that brought me to the realm where he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies? He began with, the Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Where the pasture is green. He leadeth me not beside troubled waters. He doesn't lead me into troubled business. He leadeth me beside the still waters. If you follow his leading, you will never lack his blessing. Note it down. If you follow his leading, you can't miss his blessing. You will never miss his blessing. You will never lack his blessing. You follow his leading, you end with his blessing. The widow of Zarephath, in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 13 to verse 15, where God, the prophet of God, gave direction. Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after me for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did the same, and everything exploded. If you allow yourself to be led, so being led is being willing to be led. It's asking questions. Lord, what do you want me to do in this circumstance? Where am I to put my money in business? Where am I to do this and where am I to do that? Leading. Assumption brings frustration. Don't assume God's involvement in what you do. Confirm it. Leading. Follow his leading. And finally, for this service, oh wow. Number four, labor diligently. Labor diligently. The path of labor is the path of the blessing. Labor diligent. When you have fulfilled the demands of the covenant, you are a tither, you are a giver, you are all of these things. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8. He said, the Lord will command the blessing. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. The Lord shall command the blessing in your store and on what you lay your hands on. So God is looking for what you are doing with your hands. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. He said, he becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Diligent. See the labor of Jacob in the house of Laban. Genesis 31, 40 to 42. See how Jacob labored and then how God blessed him. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus I have been in 20 years in thy house. He was talking to Laban. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. I labored. He would have sent me empty-handed except the fear of Isaac, the God of my father, was with me. He labored brutally. And God saw his labor and never allowed him to go empty-handed. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to verse 13. Look at what he said. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remained yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he come hither. What was the thing that qualified David for the anointing above his brethren? While he was laboring at the backside of the desert, his brethren were at home, lazy in the way. Beloved, like us, refuse to be lazy. Refuse to be lazy. Refuse to be lazy. Because for as long as you are lazy, it cannot be easy. You know, some people see us, some young pastors and others, this man is lucky. He's lucky. I say, come and try the lock. Let me give you 1 week to try the lock. Finish commanding the day of Friday night and don't sleep on time on Saturday morning, and then prepare for church workers meeting on Saturday morning, and then come and do workers meeting, and then continue the schedule, and then go and do evangelism in the evening, and then return back for commanding the day in the night, and then come and preach 2 services on fire, not on water, not lecture, and then you continue, and then you want God to leave such a person empty-handed, leave him stranded, leave him favorless. No, doors open that we don't knock. That's the truth. That's the truth. The president of the country, an immediate past president of a country, immediate, has been coming to church without our notice. And he didn't intend to come and See, you just came to see God. You understand what I'm saying? Labor. God is a rewarder of the diligent laborer. In every labor, and now as I stand, I preach with anger. Every genuine laborer, you are working, and the devil is wasting your labor. Today is the end of that wastage. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You cannot be hardworking and go to your workplace first thing in the morning, or go to your shop with all the diligence you possess, and the devil says you should return back home empty-handed, and that devil is a bastard liar. That devil is a bastard liar. I announce today, every pattern of labor without reward is over forever. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Every pattern of labor without reward is over. Every pattern of working without wages is over. Remain standing up on your feet. In the second service, we have 6 more definitions of what it means to be blessed. And then, 4 more keys or secrets to living in the blessing. That will include living uprightly. That will include walking in faith. There is a faith dimension that compels the blessing to happen. Where you are not just sitting and hoping for things. Where your faith is on the line. If I have done what I am meant to do, no devil can stop me from seeing what I'm meant to see. Then the realm of obeying divine instructions. Following the leading is a bit different from this one. And of course, dealing faithfully. Dealing. For the faithful shall abound with the blessing. We'll look at all of that in the second service. As I'm saying that, since you are not under obligation to pay in the second service, so you can pick the message. So you can have a complete package of walking in the blessing. But I believe that today, God spoke to somebody. Who is the person that God has blessed here today? If you are that one, lift up your 2 hands and appreciate him right now. Lift your voice and appreciate and honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify his holy name. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Praise him. Honor him. Adore him. Glorify him. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. If I will advise the ushers, I think that anybody who is coming now should be coming for the second service. Except you want to sit them down somewhere where they can just step into the second service. But so avoid confusion. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
I thank you because of your plan
for my life
to live in the blessing. I thank you because of your plan
for my life
to live in the blessing. I step into that realm of living in the blessing. Now, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice up in your mouth and pray. I step into that realm of living. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to delight
in your word.
I ask
for the fresh appetite
for your word.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
I ask
for the grace
to walk
in the covenant
of supernatural
support.
I receive that grace,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
And I say, Father,
I receive
the grace
to follow
divine direction,
not to live
for myself
and by myself.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive
that grace,
O Lord,
to labor
diligently.
I receive that grace
now
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead and open your mouth and pray.
I receive that grace
to labor diligently.
I receive it.
In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
Lift up your hands and just worship Him. Master, thank you. Something is about to come on you. It is higher. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. And you are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in your word that you are. I have put my trust in you. I have put my faith in your word. No matter what comes my way, I shall never be afraid. There's nothing in this world
that can take your place in my life. For I know you're always there to help me. You are always there. You are always there to me. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot face you, I still have perfect love. Have you? Pick up your voices now. You are always there to help me. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in your love. And you.
Pick up your hands, everyone. That's fine. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And then take the quiet place wherever you are. Lift your hands. Hey! Ikodaya Hasadai! I see the spell of the spirit of fear. The spirit of uncertainty. The fear of the unknown. The fear of the future. The fear of failure. The fear of being ashamed. Let us set effect us. The fear of embarrassment. I see the plague of that fear broken right now. Even the fear of death is broken right now. I take authority over the spirit of death. Premature death. Arrows of death. I declare these arrows are retrieved and refired back to hell in the name of Jesus. Every grave they dug for you, those who dug it shall be buried inside. Every coffin they have prepared for you, those who prepare the coffin shall be buried in their coffin. And we declare the coffin set on fire. I see the influence of Father's house altar being broken right now. Ancestral curse, generational curse. Family curse and covenant. I declare you broken. Put your hands. Lord, I am tired of where I have been. Show the world that I am not fake. That I am serving you in truth. In reality. Just show the world that I am not fake. I see thousands of people in this place here, and all our locations around the world, coming under the influence of the mantle that will prove to the world that you are serving a real God. It's a mantle of transformation and elevation. Transformation and elevation. Transformation and acceleration. Lift your hands higher. Lift it high. Close your eyes. It's coming. That's right. One. Two. The Hasatakayanaya. I see a J name under the influence of that power right now. One, two, three, test the sun. That's right. It ya 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 ya. Help it. Help right there. Help right there. Help right there. Let the cardiga ya teferete sadada. Let the ferete siga la ya da ga ya la luharaona. Ya pata se ferete siga ga ya. Let the saka kada ga la ya da 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 da. Lika para kasada ga ya da da harara. Let the fera kasa. Lika. That's right. That's right. That's right. Something is coming upon you. Something. The limitations of your father's house. They are being broken right now. The limitations of history. They are being broken right now. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Stay quiet. It's actually hundreds of people in this place. Whisper in the name of Jesus. That's right. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Now the fire is about to fall. It is the same mantle for transformation, elevation, acceleration. Oh yeah, man, oh yeah. That devil that wants to make a mockery of your life, a mockery of your Christianity, a mockery of your church going, that devil is roasted by fire right now. That devil that applied a brake around your feet, around your life, around your destiny, that devil is arrested here right now. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, one, two, three, you scream fire. at the top of your voice and place a hand on your head. Fire is burning right now. The altars are set on fire. The chains are broken. The curses are broken. The affliction is leaving your body. The hypertension is going. Generational disease, inherited infirmity is going right now. Hidden covenants are being broken by the fire. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, let the fire flow in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Yes. Let it flow. Broken today. The break got broken today. The devil has been confirmed a liar today. Under 1 week, you will testify. And now hear this, for some of you, it is not you who will testify. It is those who know you who will testify about what they can see around your life, about what they can experience around your life. Somebody shout glory!